Today we celebrate the Solemnity of the Assumption of Blessed Virgin Mary. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that this feast celebrates the belief that at the end of her earthly life, Mary was taken up, body and soul, into heavenly glory in singular participation in her Son's resurrection. The book of Revelation does not identify Mary as the woman portrayed in today's first reading. It is tradition that has seen this mother whose son, and as the woman clothed with the sun and crowned with stars. These images portray Mary as a queen. Out of all the four Gospels, it is the Gospel, according to Luke, which tells us more than any of the others about Mary, primarily about the infancy narratives. At the Annunciation, Mary spoke in the name of humanity when she said her yes to God's desire to dwell among us, to be the mother of his son. After this, she seeks out her older cousin, Elizabeth, who herself is with child, and her experience is the closest to her own. When Luke tells us of this visit, he portrays Mary singing a song of praise. She prefigures what her son will preach during his earthly ministry. Her song is called the Magnificat. It begins, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, who has looked upon his lowly servant." Her song is not on herself. Her song is a proclamation proclaiming God's ways. The first article of Mary's song proclaims that those who stand in awe of God's majesty will learn how his mercy outshines everything. Mary goes on to singing about how God upends worldly values and expectations. The proud lose their way. The mighty discover that their power offers no safety net. The lowly who trust in God fear nothing. The hungry who know how to share enjoy fulfillment, while there will never be enough to satisfy those who cannot gain their own wealth. At the end of her song, Mary sings the praise of the God of Israel, the Father who has remained faithful throughout history and promises to be their future. Mary's song urges us to recognize God's activity in the everydayness of our world. She points to where we can find God and warns us about losing our way. Our prayer every morning really should be, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has found great favor on me." Brothers and sisters, we are always on a journey. What are we looking for? What do we hope to become? Who are we? Better yet, whose are we? It is God who calls us, and we belong to God. We don't belong to the worldly concerns. And this is where we are called to be a people of faith, hope, and charity, being able to show others the way. Now we look at Mary as a model of faith. We go to Mary to pray to her that she intercede for us, for God. She said yes to God to be the mother of his son. Earthly mission completed. She is both queen of heaven and queen of earth. And in turn, we imitate her prayers, her song. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has found favor on me. So as we continue with our liturgy, let's be grateful for what God has, done for us in the everydayness of our life, and help us to be focused on God's commandments and God's law, being a people of faith, hope, and most of all, a people of charity.